Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini, talking about Tuesday night City Council meeting. Thanks for joining us here, Mike. How are you doing today?
Justin, I want to thank you. I'm doing well, and I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to sit down and discuss city affairs with you today.
Let's talk about a bond issue, if you could tell us a little bit more about it.
Justin, what the council did is we passed a series of resolutions that pertain to the 2014 electric revenue bond issue in the amount of $3.5 million. Now, to get the listeners up to speed, when we talk about the bond issue, the bond issue was actually approved by council. They accepted bids on January 7th this year, and what council did on January 7th is they awarded the bids, the $3.5 million bond issue, to D.A. Davidson of Denver, Colorado. Now, who D.A. Davidson is they purchased the former Rural-Owned Securities out of Des Moines, Iowa. And on the bids to the city, they proposed an interest rate, or the true interest cost to the city was 2.44% over a 10-year term. It was a great interest rate from the city's perspective, and we're very certainly pleased with that as well. Now, the purpose of the bond issue, Justin, is to fund improvements that we currently have going on in the city's municipal electric utility, with the big ticket item being the deconstruction of the Pella Power Plant. That project is actually underway right now, and we anticipate that it will be completed by July of this year, but that's certainly a big project for us, right around the $2.5 million project. And the other use for the bond proceeds that we're going to be using is to help us complete the Southeast Electrical Overhead to Underground Conversion Project. As your listeners may be aware, the city is currently in the process of completing the remaining conversion projects. We're working on the southeast portion of the community right now, right around the Pella High area. Relatively large project for us, about $1.1 million project with that, and we anticipate that project will be completed in July as well. And so that's the purpose of the bond issue. Now, what council did is we had the bond letting on January 7th. Council actually awarded the bond. The bond issue to D.A. Davidson, which gave us the best true interest cost to the city. Now, with that, anytime you issue bonds, there's a series of transactions that you have to complete to facilitate the bond issue, and that's what we addressed last night, Justin. First and foremost, we had to approve a tax exemption certificate, and what that does is the tax exemption certificate by council, it outlays the conditions that these bonds will be tax exempt bonds. Two big requirements for the tax exemption certificate is arbitrage requirements. So in other words, we have to have is governance on when we receive the bond proceeds. Our closing date's February 10th and how we invest those bond proceeds. And the big no-no is we can't invest the bond proceeds at an interest rate greater than what we're paying for the bond proceeds of 2.44%. Shouldn't be a problem with today's interest rates and the way they are, Justin. So the other big governance under the tax-exempt certificate is private duty usage, and that's not an issue with the projects we have going on with that as well. The other thing that we did last night is we approved the form of the loan agreement for the bondholders, too. Now, what the form of the loan agreement does is it formally outlines the conditions that the city is issuing the debt, parity requirements. When we talk about parity requirements, it's important to keep in mind from the bondholders, their security in this bond issue is the net revenues of the city's electric utility. What we're promising through the parity requirements is that our net revenues are going to be 125% of the annual debt service payment for the bonds themselves. And so council approved the form of the loan agreement. And Justin, ultimately what this is leading to is on February 4th, we'll complete the series of transactions by approving the formal bond agreement with the bondholders on February 4th. And shortly afterwards on February 10th, the bonds will close. So overall, anytime you issue debt, the takeaway with this, there's a series of transactions that were legally required that we have to also approve. But overall, the bond issue is $3.5 million. It's going to be used to help us fund the deconstruction of the Pella Power Plant, which is scheduled to be completed by July of this year. The interest rate for the bonds is 2.44%, which was a great rate over a 10-year term. So we're very well pleased. We're very pleased with the bond issue, Justin.
Very good, Mike. So it sounds like we've had some excitement, and we'll be looking for more excitement to come. Thanks for joining us today.
Once again, Justin, thanks for having me today. It's always a pleasure.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guest, Mike Nardini, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.